The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. Whenever I'm with a new group in a parish or retreat work or at workshop, I like to introduce myself and give a little of my story, my spiritual journey. Not only that, but by way of introduction, but at the same time reminding us all that we are all on a journey of faith, a spiritual journey, and kind of it helps sometimes to remember where God has been in our lives over that journey, whether it's a short time or a long time. Well, I was born and raised, I tell people I was born in Hollywood, and I was. I was born at Hollywood Presbyterian Hospital and lived in North Hollywood for many years and went to St. Charles Borromeo Grammar School and was in the, I was an altar boy, as we called them then, altar and choir member, sang in the children's choir, Paul Solomonovich, when he was just starting out. That'll tell you how old I am. Raised in Catholic schools, raised in a Catholic faith family, went to Notre Dame High School in San Fernando Valley, and went away to college to Georgetown, Jesuit University, and that's where I met my wife. And we married and had three sons, and we became Christmas Easter Catholics. We just, you know, we weren't very faithful. We weren't going to Mass very often. We were Christmas Easter Catholics. One time I gave this talk and said the same thing, and it was to a Lutheran group, and afterwards somebody said, "Oh yeah, we have Lutherans, Christmas Easter Lutherans too." So we know that story. And I spent 23 years in the Army. And just about the end of my career, my wife was diagnosed with cancer and died. And at that time, we had three sons, two in college, one in high school. And I made a list of things to do. Get my finances in order, sell the house, do stuff with stuff. And on that long list of things to do, get the kids scheduled, got the kids scheduled with college and on their own, it was a question. And that question was, what is my relationship with God? Where is God in my life? And I'm not sure where that question came, but maybe in trauma it came, and I said, well, where is God in my life? And so about 2 years later, I decided to take a look at that, and I went on a retreat, a three-day retreat. I was in Georgia at the time, and I went to our Army chaplain and said, well, where's a retreat house? I don't know where a retreat house is. And he said, well, there's a Jesuit retreat house in Atlanta. And I said, okay, I know the Jesuits, I'll go there. And I went to that retreat, and I do this for effect. If I can get a book here, I'm sure I'll take yours. Why not? And I went to the retreat, and I was sitting down Friday evening, and the priest, the Jesuit, got up there and said, I'm going to base this retreat on this book right here. It's the Holy Bible. I'm a born-again Christian, and Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Well, I was in the South, and I knew a lot of Southern Baptists, and I knew their, you know, their what they had to say. So I squirmed a little in my seat and said, I've been away from the church for a long time, but not that long. But to make a long story short, during that retreat and that weekend, I had a conversion experience and experienced the love of God in a very real way through his suffering and passion and the love he had for us and for all of us. And when I got back on Sunday, I kept quiet. And on Monday, I was having dinner with two of my kids, two of my sons, and I said to them, I'm going to be a priest. And they said, Dad, don't you have to go to Mass first? Scout's honor, that's what they said. I said, well, that's taken care of. And I started exploring various orders. I felt called to the vows of poverty, obedience, and chastity. I looked into the Jesuits at that time, and I said, okay, if I join the Jesuits and they have about a 12-year seminary period, I would be ordained and start drawing Social Security on the same day. So I said, that doesn't sound right. Well, they gave me, I looked into the Jesuits, they gave me credit for life experiences, so they shortened it down to 8 years to ordination. I was ordained in 2002. I've been ordained now for 16 years, and I know that. It's easy for me to remember that because I was ordained in June. In July, I got to baptize my first granddaughter, and she just turned 16, so that sticks in my mind very easily. But that is a bit of my faith journey. I have never looked back. I've never regretted the call to the priesthood and ordained and to ministry. I now serve help out at a couple of parishes here, and one in Sherman Oaks, St. Francis de Sales. I do weddings. If somebody calls me, an on-call priest for anything. But I also do documentary filmmaking issues around social justice and spirituality. And I live with a son who is, my youngest son is somewhat handicapped, and I help him out. And then when he has his children part-time custody, I help out with them. And they're turning 9, and that's sometimes a handful. So I have the life of a grandfather, a father, in a number of senses, and my priestly ministry. I feel very blessed. I've been graced. It's always great to come here to Holy Family. As I said, I do the Vigil Mass on Saturdays at 5 o'clock. And have really not done these masses until this weekend. I'm here for Advent and Lenten services, reconciliation services, but I have to tell you, it's always a great joy to be here. You and in fact are a very vibrant parish, and you know that. Involved in so many ministries, so much outreach, doing so much good, and you are a faith-filled community. And that encourages me and gives me great inspiration in the ministry that I do. So I've never looked back on my call. I feel, again, very blessed and graced to the life I've had and have been given. And it's a great blessing to be here with you and to share that little bit of story. We all have a story. So look at your story. Look at what your faith journey has been and how God has been present in that, because indeed, God has been very present in all our lives. Thank you.